Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number 1, number 2 employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio. ProFootballTalk.com. NBC Sports. Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk. NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Michael, how are you?
What's going on, guys?
It is. We are now waiting with bated breath because they've moved the deadline back. We thought we'd know by Thursday if indeed this CBA had passed, but they've moved it back till Sunday. Very curious move. Why did they do it? Was it to prevent any lawsuit or anything? People didn't have enough time to read it. Was there too many complaints, or was it just being preventive?
Well, I think one of the key factors was on Monday, the NFLPA supplemented the 456-page CBA, which no one is going to read, with a side-by-side comparison, a document that looks at differences between the 2011 deal and the proposed 2020 deal. And look, none of these decisions get made without the advice of lawyers. And someone thought it would be a good idea to bump back the deadline by 2 days. At the same time, they decided not to let guys who had already voted change their votes.
Right.
And this isn't like busting open a ballot box and saying, hey, I think that's my X on that piece of paper. It's all done digitally. They should be able to let guys vote again if they want to vote again. They chose not to do it. Now, I don't know what that means. I had someone suggest to me this morning that a lot of minimum salary guys realized they screwed themselves, although he didn't use the word screwed, by listening to J.J. Watt and Aaron Rodgers and just blindly voting no. But either way, there are some guys out there who have buyer's remorse now that they've cast their ballot, but the union isn't going to let them change it.
Were there enough of those guys to maybe swing it? Mike, I know you, and we're not talking about like, you know, Super Tuesday and forecasting what happened, looking at the ballot box and all that, but I mean, what does this suggest? Do you think that there could be enough of those guys who may have not been able to, so this won't be ratified?
It's going to take a lot, but social media is very powerful nowadays, and when there is a flood right out of the gates of big name guys, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, J.J. Watt, the big name guys who are making big money, who will play 16 games every year, and or who are the ones who are going to be playing in the 17th game if healthy, when they say vote no, vote no, a lot of the guys who otherwise aren't paying attention may just follow suit. So if everyone votes their interest, this should be a landslide in favor of the CBA. You know, the rough math I'll do is 20 guys per team know that they are going to be on the team and on the field in 2020. And in any given year, there's 20 guys who know that their jobs are safe. The other 33 on the main roster, plus the 10 practice squad players, they don't know what the hell they're going to be doing. And they don't care about playing 17 games. They're trying to play one game. And those are the guys who all should be voting yes for this because of the things it does for the players at the bottom. And the problem with this union, unlike so many other unions where, you know, everybody is kind of locked into what they make and what the jobs are, you've got a hierarchy of star players and non-star players, and their interests are going to be very, very different because the stars will play 17 games, and the non-stars, they're the guys who stand on the sidelines. For the 22 guys who are on the field as starters, there are always going to be 31 on the roster and another 10 on the practice squad who are watching them. Now, some of those guys contribute, but they're not playing every snap on offense and defense, and that is a very real dynamic when it comes to tallying votes on a simple majority standard. I just don't think the union leadership did a good enough job communicating with all players so they understood what they were voting for and what they were voting against.
And meanwhile, the league follows suit and pushes back the franchise tag deadline. This is the second pushback on that, and it's now until Monday because they want to know what's going on with the CBA before they make that decision.
Well, and they need to do that. They need to do that because right now, under the current deal, every team has, in the final year of the 2011 CBA, one of each, a franchise tag and a transition tag. And I was surprised they immediately didn't adjust the deadline once it was clear the union vote was going to last 8 hours beyond application of the franchise or transition tag. So now there will be 36 hours to process whether or not you're going to use the tags based upon which rules apply. And it's either going to be the old CBA, one of each, or the new CBA, one or the other, but only one. And that really affects teams like the Cowboys, who need to get Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper on the team next year. The Titans, who have Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill, if they decide to keep Tannehill. So it makes sense to push it back. And now it's pushed back as late as it can be. You have to apply the tags 1 second before the window opens for other teams talking to your potential free agents.
Mike, I know the NFL is only dealing with maybe the draft and the owners' meetings in regard to how to handle how the coronavirus will affect those events. But what do you think about the way other leagues have handled it and what's ahead for March Madness if from your vantage point?
Well, let me be candid with you. I don't know how to assess it because I don't know what I'm supposed to really be concerned about because there really isn't, in my estimation, a unified voice, a clear and simple set of instructions about what we should and shouldn't be doing as a society. You know, these are the moments where if you're a kid, you look and see what mom and dad tell you to do. And there ain't no mom and dad running around telling us one set of instructions. Mom is saying one thing and dad is saying something else. So, you know, the stuff about keeping reporters out of the locker rooms, I mean, the locker room's already a freaking cesspool. Like, what's the problem? And the players who participate in major, you know, professional athletics, those are not the ones who are in the risk group, from what I understand, of having a serious outcome from coronavirus. So it all just feels like it's scattershot. Everybody's got a different approach. Nobody knows what the hell to do. People, I think, are making decisions based on fear, based on potential legal liability, and I don't know what's going to happen. And the only thing that is good for this for the NFL is they're not in the middle of anything right now where they have to decide what they are or aren't going to do. But, you know, 64,000 people showed up for four XFL games this weekend, which was their lowest attendance yet, but it still was a decent number for four games. And, you know, it's just weird. People are showing up for things in some contexts, and in other contexts, things are being shut down. And I just don't know what to believe. I don't know what to do. And I keep waiting for someone to tell us all what to do.
Do you have any idea where Tom Brady's going? Does the league know? Does anyone know? Does Belichick know? I mean, it just seems like the rumors are just crazy.
Well, and it's funny because Tom Brady told Charlie Weiss last week via text message. Nobody knows anything, and anybody who says they know anything doesn't know. Well, nobody's saying they know. It's all guesswork and speculation at this point. And I really do believe there's something to this 49ers possibility. I'm not saying he's going to end up with San Francisco, but when you think about how everything unfolded last week, to the point where multiple members of the 49ers team were chiming in on social media, if the 49ers are not considering Tom Brady, if it's laughable to suggest that they would throw Jimmy Garoppolo overboard and bring Tom Brady back to the area where he's from, they should say so.
Right.
And it's very easy to say so. Issue a statement or put Kyle Shanahan, the head coach, or John Lynch, the GM, on radio, or just start telling players and trust that nature will take its course and someone will say to a reporter, hey, they've told us they're not pursuing any other quarterback, that Jimmy Garoppolo is their guy. Now, both guys said it, and that's what the 49ers fans will say to me loudly on Twitter. Oh, both Lynch and Shanahan said it at the Combine. Well, the world has changed since then. At the Combine, there wasn't this widespread belief that Tom Brady wants to play for the 49ers, and maybe the 49ers should consider it. Now there is. And the silence becomes deafening, and the longer it lasts, I think the 49ers are realistic, the Titans are in the mix, and the question becomes, what do the Patriots do? And with the CBA vote, guys, being delayed until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Saturday night, the Patriots basically have Sunday and 12 hours of Monday to try to structure a deal based upon whatever the rules are. And it's going to be harder to come up with a deal to keep Tom Brady in New England if the CBA doesn't pass, because he already counts $13 million plus against the cap for next year because of past bonus money. They have to structure something that allows them to push maximum dollars into future years. And under the current CBA, final year of the CBA, it is much harder to kick the can. And they're going to have basically a day to figure it out, whether it's new deal or old deal. They won't know until Sunday.
Mike, I'm intrigued by the free agency of Jason Peters. He's a 38-year-old left tackle, but I'm a little surprised he's on the open market. I'm curious to find out what the interest level will be. It's also fascinating that he and Trent Williams have the same agent. What do you expect for his free agency?
Well, great tackles rarely are available. You get them in the top of the draft if they pan out and don't become Tony Mandarich or Matt Khalil. All due respect to Matt Khalil, but he didn't pan out. And, the teams that have them tend to hold on to them. And now you've got two of them who are going to be available. What are they worth? And they all have red flags. I mean, Peters is older. Williams didn't play at all last year. Williams reportedly wants $20 million a year. These are cornerstone pieces of an offensive line and guys who can come in and provide leadership. And it's going to be a real challenge. But we know this. In the early days of free agency, teams tend to overspend. Now, with Williams, it's more than just spending on him. You have to placate Washington with a trade offer. And the more he wants, the less a team is going to want to give up via trade. But, if you need a left tackle, there aren't many ways to find one, and this is a good way to find one if you're in the market, and it seems like more teams than not are in the market for a left tackle.
We're closing in here on quarterback carousel, quarterback go-round, whatever you want to call it. It is going to be pretty spectacular. It seems like there's more players than jobs. Should a team like the Bears, would it be wiser to sit back and try to be patient and see what lands, or be aggressive and go get the Andy Dalton you want?
Well, I mean, it depends on whether or not you want to bench Mitch Trubisky now or hold out the possibility of benching him later. The Ryan Tannehill model, right? Right?
That's what they're going to do. Well, they're going to either bench him now or later.
Right.
I love it.
And if you go out and you sign one of these guys right out of the gates or trade for Andy Dalton and his $17 million salary, the message is that guy is the starter. If you wait until it plays out and you get a guy to come in and be the backup to Mitchell Trubisky, well, you don't know what's going to happen. And if they do that, right, that's kind of halfway admitting your mistake with Mitchell Trubisky. You have to be ready to put the backup on the field at the right time and not cling too long to Trubisky. I think the Titans waited too long to flip to Ryan Tannehill. They still made it to the Final Four, but they could have won the division. Who knows? They could have had a bye if they would have gone to Tannehill more quickly. But I think once you know that the guy you bring in to be the number two is ready to leapfrog Trubisky, you got to be ready to do it. But it all depends on how much they're willing to commit and how much Ryan Pace is willing to admit that he made a mistake. And he made a series of mistakes, because the first mistake was trading up to get Mitchell Trubisky when Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson were on the board. But the second mistake was hiring a coach who has a system that doesn't really fit Mitchell Trubisky. That kind of seals the fate. If the coach isn't going to adjust the offense to fit Trubisky, then at some point Trubisky's got to go, and you got to get somebody who fits the offense. So, you know, the sooner you admit your mistakes, the better off you're going to be as a football operation. And the teams that really crumble are the ones that keep trying to justify the mistake, and they just double down and triple down and quadruple down, and everything crumbles around them.
Great stuff. Mike, thanks a ton.
See you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care. That is Mike Florio. Always a joy to talk to him. We're going to,
I keep waiting for the football argument that Mitch Trubisky is going to improve in 2020.
Yeah, who's going to make that?
I'm waiting.
Trubisky magic.
If there's one to be made, I really...
Pub makes it, right?
Well, sort of. But I want to hear what they're basing that on. What anyone would base that on, and why an upgrade in the quarterback carousel that you're referring to isn't a better option than what you currently have.
Well, I think it's amusing that the way Mike puts it. You're going to bench him now or bench him later? That's what everyone
thinks.
Because
it reinforces the outside perception, and I want to know, where is there an argument to be made? Maybe this is something we explore tomorrow or down the road.
It's a good idea. But we'll do that tomorrow. Okay. That sounds like fun. But today, we have to bring in Dan and Connor and talk to them, and then we'll get out of here. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
Hey, Connor McKnight of the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Transition coming up with Mully and Haw at 9 o'clock.
Brand new Bears quarterback speculation. We will get into that. And now that sports gambling is legal in Illinois, we've got odds on all kinds of things we're going to have some fun with.
Some places to put your money. That's coming up on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on 670 The Score.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Kyle Schwarber.
One of those teammates, Chris Bryant, was up here earlier this morning with our midday guys, and he talked about accountability and guys. He said something to the effect, Kyle, that last couple of years there's been a lot of talk about accountability, but nothing really has been done. What does it look like when players, in your opinion, when players are holding each other accountable? What does that mean?
Well, these guys up here, we have a lot of experience, and we've gone all the way. You know, we've done the ultimate goal, and now the goal is to repeat that, you know, to keep repeating it. And we have to be able to hold ourselves at a high standard of play when we're out there on the field and doing the little things right. I think that's what we need to do.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
50 ways and 50 days to celebrate Earth Day. Tip number 44. When planning your next vacation, pick a destination close to where you live to limit the impact of fuel to get there. There might even be areas of your own city you want to explore in depth. Show us your one thing by using hashtag one thing.
Earning your degree online doesn't have to be without the college experience. To find your purpose, it takes support from those around you. GCU's leadership offers over 3 decades of experience in delivering real-world degree programs online. GCU's online class size averages fewer than 17 students with full-time faculty. Integrate your education with your faith and Christian worldview. Welcome to the family. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University Online.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of Cubs baseball.
Where you'll hear me, Pat Hughes,
and Ron Coomer deliver all the excitement and action of every Cubs game.
Base hit, Cubs win. Base hit into right center field. Back toward the wall, near the fence. It's got a chance. Cubs win. It landed in the basket. What a finish.
Listen to every Cubs game on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
A radio.com sports station.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Right now, you're streaming The Score.
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, the official radio home.